Happy Tuesday, everybody. 10 minutes after 5 in the a.m., and welcome. Yes, there are new developments that have popped up regarding the issue of the Christmas time music performances here in the Wausau area in the school district. I told you yesterday that I had invited the superintendent of the Wausau District Schools to come in on the show, and originally it was accepted. Yesterday evening, I got an email saying we're going to have to reschedule.
Reschedule till 2017, perhaps.
An undetermined time at this point.
A couple of days after Christmas.
Until this all blows over, probably. My understanding, and of course I got some emails last night from listeners who have children in the Wausau School District of the explanation that the district sent out. The first email that I got was just an unreadable mass of legalese gobbledygook. The second email that went out really wasn't much better. It was just, in my opinion, political correctness run amok. But my underlying understanding of this is the school board had nothing to do with this decision. Yep. It appears that it was administrative in the school in West.
No, this is administrative at the district level.
At the district level.
But yeah, the school board, the elected people.
Yeah.
The people you can vote out if you don't like what's happening in your schools didn't have anything to do with this.
So they say.
Next regular school board meeting is Monday. There may be a special meeting between now and then. As the timing of that unfolds, we'll keep you posted.
So
to boil down the lawyer speak, the statement from the school district yesterday, which, by the way, the superintendent was behind closed doors for 6 hours yesterday.
Yes, a very, very long day. So, and to her credit, I appreciate the 3 or 4 emails back and forth that I did get from her.
You tend to get bored when you're locked in your office for that long. just say it. The statement says first, that there are legal problems with Christmas caroling. Now, I would disagree with that, but that's what their statement says, that Christmas caroling is considering not a separation of church and state, that is considered an endorsement of religion. All right, well, that's up for debate. I'm sure we'll kick that around a lot in the next couple of days.
Yeah.
I don't think there's anything overtly religious about Christmas caroling. You're not at a church. You're not praying. You're not proselytizing. You're singing songs of the holiday season.
Right.
But legally, the lawyer that the school district hired said Christmas caroling, which is one of the things the master singers at Wausau West did, is problematic.
Yeah.
And then the other kind of separate thing is that holiday concerts are out at the elementary school level because we give the kids more time to practice and it doesn't conflict with standardized tests when we hold them in the spring instead of in the winter. Yet somehow, of course, we've been able to hold holiday concerts in the school districts for the last 60 years, but not now.
I've come
anyway,
up with a
agree
solution.
Agree or disagree, those are the statements. That's the position of the Wausau school administrator.
I think I've come up with a solution to the caroling. If caroling is seen as proselytizing and going out and witnessing and converting people to Christianity, then when they go out and carol, they should sing other faiths' Christmas songs. And I started doing some research, and apparently
other faiths' Christmas songs?
Yeah, well, there's not a lot of them out there. So we here at the show are going to start writing some Hebrew Christmas songs. We're going to start writing some Muslim Christmas songs. Mm-hmm. We're going to start writing some Hindu Christmas songs. All of these will be submitted for inclusion in the performances. I mean, seriously, name me the top 5 Jewish Christmas songs. Can you? You can't.
You know,
so there's an opening there for us.
When I went out caroling in the Wausau School District back in the 60s,
did they throw
Franklin
vegetables?
Every year you would go to the bank. You would go to First American Bank, which is now M&I, in downtown Wausau,
right,
when they were in their old building.
Okay.
And they would give you chocolate. They would give you these foil-wrapped coins. They were coins, but they were made out of chocolate. You got a bag of them, and that's the only thing we cared about.
You know where that comes from?
No,
that's a Jewish tradition.
Is it?
Yes, it is.
All right. Well, we got chocolate coins for singing Christmas carols at the bank back in the day, and that's all we cared about.
It's all inclusive.
Give us the coins. Give us the chocolate coins,
that's,
man.
It's all inclusive. See, that's how it should work. We here at the show. Now, don't everybody else go out there and steal our idea and start writing interfaith Christmas music. Okay, that's our. We're going to do.
No one
this.
Is going to steal that idea.
I think people. I think there's somebody out there right now going, "That's a good idea." See, that's our idea. We own that, and we're going to come up.
You
with
own that.
Hmm?
You own that. Thing.
Okay, well, fine. You don't want to share in the immense amount of royalties and profits that we'll make. I mean, let's remember Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. The reason that was written, what the original use was for that.
It was a commercial for Macy's, wasn't it?
JCPenney, I believe.
JCPenney, or yeah. one of their partners.
It was
stores.
A
yeah.
commercial, yeah. And so look how big it is now.
I thought to cover up for public drunkenness at Christmas time. Look, he's got a red nose. The reindeer's got it. It's all good. It's all fine.
Everything's fine. Grammy, why is it? No, sweetie, that's fine. Don't worry about that. That's everybody gets drunk and throws up on their relatives at Christmas time. So I think we've come up with a great solution. We'll, of course, be following up with this. As a follow-up, though, I've also gotten some emails about curriculum in other schools that may want our attention. We'll jump into that as the show continues. WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News, buckle in. It's going to be a good show.
The new $100 bill is different. First of all, it's only worth $10. And people are upset. Money financial purists, monetary purists are upset because Ben Franklin, who has long been on the $100 bills, been replaced by Ben Affleck.
Well, they don't. Yeah,
I mean, how would that happen?
The Wisconsin Morning News to start your day.
Feedback at 8.
The biggest talkers.
And did we mention baseball?
There's only one station that delivers. It all
every day.
AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.